God is a term, a generic term in English for the one whom we worship. If we understand what his name means in Hebrew and Aramaic, we will be able to describe him and also our relationship with him more clearly. The basic word for God is El, and in Aramaic it's pronounced Alaha with an addition of the letter He. The Aleph in Hebrew and Aleph in Aramaic is the picture of the ox, as we saw before, and it means the strong one or the leader. And remember, you always have to read the letters from right to left. The second letter is the Lamed, and it's a picture of a shepherd's staff, and it represents the authority of the shepherd. When he used his staff to go take care of the sheep, they looked to that as giving them the direction and what they needed to do. So the simple meaning of the word picture for God, or El, is the strong authority. A yoke was used to harness the ox, and often two oxen, one older and one younger, would be yoked together so that the older ox could teach the younger. The older ox in the yoke is the strong authority, or the stronger mighty one who rules and teaches. The first use in the Bible of the word El is in Genesis, in the record of Melchizedek the king with Abraham. It uses El with the Hebrew word Elyon, most high. The word El is used in all of the Semitic languages, including Phoenician, Akkadian, Arabic, and Ugaritic. This first use of El distinguishes the God of the Bible as greater than any other gods. He is the most high, or the supreme sovereign. There are no other gods greater than he. Let's read Genesis 14, 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God most high. He was the priest of El Elyon. And he blessed him, and he said, blessed be Abraham of the most high God. There it is again. Possessor of heaven and earth. All of a sudden, simple verses come alive with understanding when we realize that El is the strong one of authority. It's because he is the possessor of heaven and earth. Let's read a couple other verses with El. 2 Samuel 22:33, and I'll read this out of the ESV. This God, El, is my strong refuge. In King James it says strength and power. He's a powerful stronghold. And he has made my way blameless. The Hebrew, more literally, is he has blamelessly set my way free, or he has made my way spring up blamelessly. Blameless can mean whole or unimpaired, healthy, complete. So, this is an additional understanding of what El is. El is the strong authority who guides our way to be whole and complete. Genesis 17, verse 1. Let's look at that. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Almighty God in Hebrew is El Shaddai, and it uses El with Shaddai, and it's translated often as Almighty God. But the deeper idea of Shaddai is of sufficiency. I wanted to read a quote from the Theological Word Book of the Old Testament. It says that the translation Almighty goes back to ancient times, at least as far back as the Septuagint, which translates Shaddai as Pantocrator, or all-powerful. And this was reflected in the Vulgate as omnipotence. But the rabbinic analysis of this word is that it is a compound composed of the relative who and the word enough. So it would mean the one who is enough, or the one who is self-sufficient. And that quote was taken from the Babylonian Talmud, Haggigah 12a. The Aramaic word Alaha is similar to Elohim, the plural form of El, in that it has the addition of the letter He, He which means behold or to reveal. The I-M ending in Hebrew indicates the plural form and is not added to the definition. So the word Alaha would have a word picture meaning or a simple meaning of the strong authority revealed. And of course, the first place that Elohim or Alaha is used is in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God first revealed himself in the beginning by creating the heavens and the earth. He is the ultimate authority or controller of the universe. He provides all power and strength, all sufficiency, and makes our way blameless to those he guides and protects.